Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
So I moved out here in 2010. Me and my brother, we moved out here in 2010. We was hoping for a better life. We didn't really have much back home in Haiti. I was raised by my grandmother. My dad was around. He didn't stay at home, but he was really supportive in our lives. My grandma, she was all I really had, and my dad back home. And last year, she passed away. She passed away last year. She was really all I had. And then, after that, in 2015, when I got pregnant, I was moved from the home that I was living in. It wasn't a good environment at all. I was treated badly. They didn't really care. They might have loved me, but they really never showed any love or care. Their kids, they was just literally following their parents' footsteps. They was rude. They had no manners. But at the day that child services came to my school to pick me up, so that was a couple weeks I found out I was pregnant. Child services came to my school. They picked me up. I was really happy, you guys. Yes, I was just like, I'm going to find a family that loves me, who cares. Yes, so basically I got to end up with my foster mom that I have now. Well, I was somebody else before, but I'm not going to mention that. I was with somebody else before, and then I was transferred to her in January 2015. So yes, I've been there ever since. I mean, she's like a family beside my grandma and my dad. So she really cares for me and my son. She takes care of us. Like, she support all our needs. Since I've been living with her, I got to try new things that I never experienced back home. You know, I got to experience what a family supposed, how a family supposed to treat you, how you supposed to treat people. She's also helped me to realize that people will try to tear you down, but you just have to believe in yourself. Yes. So, and I've also learned throughout the years that everything you have, you have to work for it. Sorry, girl. Everything, you have to work for everything you have. Basically, when I got pregnant with my son, a lot of people was doubting me. Like, especially my aunt and uncle I was living with, they said I would never be somebody one day. Well, I proved them wrong. With my son, I went on to high school. I graduated middle school. Then I went to high school. Then just last year, June, I graduated from high school. Now I'm in college. Yes. Yes. You know, I had people helping me get to where I am, and I really appreciate that. So, okay. Yes. Yes. So I really appreciate everybody had gotten me to where I am. Presley Bridge and my foster mom, they really helped me to learn life skills. To, you know, go out here, get what you want, and just being a better parent. Now, I didn't have my mom growing up, and me, now I have a son. I don't want my child to grow up without me in his life. So, yes, I just want, you know, as parents, we just want the best for our kids. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just so nervous. Oh, my God. Yes. And my son, he's in pre-K. He goes to Left and Love Christian Daycare now. He's 4 and a half. But you'll think he's like 21. Yeah, he knows a lot. Yes. Okay. So, yes. I've got to, with being my foster parent, I got to experience new things. I got the love I'd never had when I was living with my aunt and uncle. Well, when I was living there, I didn't tell my dad anything that was happening because he wouldn't listen to me. So basically, every time they always calling my dad, telling him stuff that's basically not true. And then all of a sudden, my dad, he started getting mad and angry now. Like, but we're doing good now. ever since I got out the home, when I went to Haiti last year, I told my dad and my mother was there. So basically, it was like for my grandmother's funeral and everything. We all went there. It was a family reunion. That's when me and my mother, my biological mother, we started getting closer. We're doing good now. Basically, I told my dad everything that was happening, and he told me I should have went to him, but I literally told him that even if I did come to him, he wouldn't do anything about it. Okay. Yes. And then he was like, and then he just got quiet after that. So to me, I felt like it was true. Yeah, he wouldn't do anything. But we're doing good now. Thank you.